Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Whether it's congressional Democrats hoping to hold Republican feet to the fire or the loose coalition of nations backing Palestinian statehood, there's a whole lot to unpack, and it all comes down to motivations. Join us as we dig deep on these topics on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
With physical fitness and appearance. If the Secretary of War can do regular hard PT, so can every member of our joint force. Frankly, it's tiring to look out at combat formations, or really any formation, and see fat troops. Likewise, it's completely unacceptable to see fat generals and admirals in the halls of the Pentagon and leading commands around the country and the world. It's a bad look. It is bad, and it's not who we are. So whether you're an airborne ranger or a chairborne ranger, a brand new private or a four-star general, you need to meet the height and weight standards and pass your PT test. And as the chairman said, yes, there is no PT test. But today, at my direction, every member of the joint force at every rank is required to take a PT test twice a year, as well as meet height and weight requirements twice a year, every year of service. Also today, at my direction, every warrior across our joint force is required to do PT every duty day. Should be common sense.
Why is this such a big deal? Why are people freaking out over a sec war, saying that, you know, this is just one of the things that you should have to do this? I remember back when, like, if you had flat feet, you weren't admitted into the military. There was somebody I knew that had a peanut allergy that wasn't able to enlist, that tried to. It was a friend of mine in high school. It was a grade above me, and his brother went in, and he was going to go in, and he was allergic to peanuts, and they wouldn't take him. Can you believe that? Flat feet, I know. Well, my husband, he tried to enlist. He had knee surgery because he blew out his knee during football in high school, and he had knee surgery when, I think it was like his junior year of high school, and they wouldn't take him because he had knee surgery. Is that crazy? Is this wild, right?
I mean, that's the standard I'd expect.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's what you would expect. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you at the bottom of this first hour. The military is not supposed to be like a place for you to go and have your ego stroked and your feelings held tightly and caressed. If that's what you think it should be, get out, because you're going to make us lose wars and you're going to get our sons and daughters killed, our husbands and wives killed. I just think immediately you are invalidated. You should be ineligible for consideration if that's your purpose, if that's your priority. And you know, the media was livid. Audio soundbite 14. They were so mad this morning, guys. Listen.
And Maya, let's talk about this. We know there actually are.
I'm sorry. Full stop. What the hell was the hair that I just saw? Can we, Juan, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to do that to you. Juan's like, dear heavens. Can I just get, like, you don't have to do any of your awesome editing thing. I just want to pause for a moment. Okay, I did see what I saw. I thought, is that what I saw? I mean, you're like a 60-year-old woman.
That's what you saw.
Am I being mean when I say that? No. I mean, look, I don't care. When I get old, make fun of me. I don't care. But I'm just saying, like, maybe don't dress like a Pee-wee's Playhouse contributor. Okay, go ahead. Full video. I'm sorry. Sorry
about this. We know there actually are some serious things are just being discussed in this meeting as well. There's some new Pentagon policy directives, yep, about perhaps de-emphasizing troop presence in Europe, making more of a focus on the homeland and the like. But that's the kind of stuff that's going to happen behind closed doors and will come out in the hours and days ahead. What we were there for full display for the cameras was a political speech, and it was an anti-woke, you know, something you'd hear from a Fox News host, I guess that's appropriate, rather than someone who is, you know, the Secretary of Defense.
What are you talking about that you would expect to hear from a Fox News host? I feel like this guy wouldn't be able to do a pull-up to save his life. What is the problem with what Hegseth said? My tax dollars that I'm bent over a barrel and forcibly taken for don't go towards rearranging somebody's junk below the waist. to make them feel better about their affirmed cosplay. That's not what we do. The military is about, I mean, quite literally kicking ass and winning wars. That's it. What's the purpose of it otherwise? If you want a scientific experiment, I mean, you've gotten the schools, you've gotten arts and entertainment, you've gotten all this stuff. So if you wanted, you know, any of this, then you already have those fields in which to experiment. The military is not one of them. It's lives are at stake here. I mean, imagine being so self-obsessed that you're actually willing to endanger the lives of other individuals because you want to do it your way. Honestly, those are like the worst of the worst of the people. They're so... Audio Soundbite 15, this Nepo baby, she's like, just so you know, her... I don't know, her mom was this big author, and that's this chick's claim to fame. So her mom was an author, and so the 60-year-old, whatever, got her job on MSNBC because she's a Nepo baby. Audio Soundbite 15, this is stupid analysis. I'm sorry, you're gonna talk to some author Nepo baby to analyze the military? Somebody who dressed like Joker? They dress like Joker? Seriously? No, I'm not going to be nice. Everyone can literally go to hell. I'm not going to be nice about this. If you have a problem with it, die in an AIDS fire. I don't care. I'm so tired of this stuff. Play 15. Sorry. Thank you, Juan.
I mean, I think we're going to see pushback to this. I think a lot about the Vietnam War, which was sort of a moment in,
why do you
in,
think of that?
You know, the an end of discrimination. You know, there was much, the white, the army really focused on making on anti-discrimination, and they ended up really helping the army in a lot of different ways because people were a lot, you know, it was just a much more
can
egalitarian
you, like, articulate a sentence?
Force, and it ended up
what
being
the hell
really
is she
great
saying?
For the military. I mean, woke doesn't come from recent, it comes from experience in the military. So I do think this is kind of bizarre. And if you think about, like, you know, Winston Churchill, the idea that people have to be thin in order to run the military seems kind of wild.
Yeah. Molly Jongfast is one of the stupidest old broads that I've ever had the misfortune of hearing. It's not about being thin. Good heavens. Clearly, the ability to comprehend things that your mother has didn't pass to you. So it's evident that you got your contributorship strictly based on your genetic lottery, which by the looks of it isn't a great haul. That being said, it's not about thinness. It's about fitness. I'm embarrassed for these people. Don't ask me to unify. Don't ask me to be courteous. I've spent 20 years being courteous. I'm out of give a damns. I'm out of courteousness. I'm out of all of it. That is such an asinine analysis. It's not about thinness. It's about being fit. Can you do what is required physically? Can you meet the standards, the performance standards physically? That's what it's about. It's not about being thin. Like, oh my gosh, no. It's not about whatever Ozempic dreams you have, lady. It's not about that. It's about physical fitness, something that clearly escapes most of the roster on any of the left-leaning alphabet networks. It is about fitness. It's about stamina. It's about endurance. It's about health, and it's also about mental strength and mental fitness. That is the point. You have a bunch of these pencil pushers who have, you know, they have all of these, you know, things on their pinned to their uniforms. They're pencil pushers that have never won wars, and yet they're like all wokery. I mean, Millie comes to mind. Some of the individuals in charge during the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan come to mind. That's what it's about. What are you talking about? Fitness, invoking Winston Churchill? What in the Kamala Harris hell word salad did we just hear? Just talk. See, if I was the host, I'd slap somebody. I'd be like, can you just spit it out? Golly, you're killing my soul because you're so stupid you cannot articulate a simple sentence. Heaven help us all. Just, what's that? And he said this. He added this to add. This is so great. 16, listen.
This administration has done a great deal from day one to remove the social justice, politically correct, and toxic ideological garbage that had infected our department, to rip out the politics, No more identity months, DEI offices, dudes in dresses. No more climate change worship. No more division, distraction, or gender delusions. No more debris. As I've said before, and will say again, we are done with that.
Now, see, that's what I want to hear for my sec war. I want to hear that. By the way, did you guys know he did the Patton with the stage setup, right?
Yeah.
George C. Scott, when he did, in which is a great film, Patton, the big flag behind him. Yeah, I mean, I don't think that that was by accident, I got to say. So what's wrong with anything that Hegseth said? It's rhetorical because nothing's wrong. There's literally nothing wrong with it. My gosh, have we gotten so soft and pansified as a nation that, oh my, we're expecting people to be physically fit. Oh my gosh, so mean. Okay, well then be fit. This is military we're talking about. This is exactly it. This is what it's all about. Audio soundbite 12. Trump nailed it right here, listen.
But as leaders, are commitment to every patriot who put on the uniform is to ensure that American military remains the most lethal and dominant on the planet, not merely for a few years, but for the decades and generations to come, for centuries. We must be so strong that no nation will dare challenge us, so powerful that no enemy will dare threaten us, and so capable that no adversary can even think about beating us.
It's called peace through strength. The left thinks that strength comes from how many times that you can be victimized. Oh, well, I'm like a Latino, trans, gay, man, cis, whatever, furry, who's also maybe Indian and also like Ukrainian and whatever. Like, add how many labels can you add? The more labels you have, it's supposed to be like the more powerful you are. That's progressive mentality. We all know in real space that that doesn't work. This is peace through strength. And this is exactly what our military is supposed to be for. This is what our defense posturing should be. You want to be friends with us and you don't want to make us mad, right? It's peace through strength. We don't want to go to war, but we want you to know that if you provoked us to the point where we had to protect ourselves, we won't just take you out. We will burn a scorch mark in your family tree that will go all the way down into the ground beyond the roots. That's what needs to be understood. And just so long as they know that that's a potential risk with doing something that could potentially alienate or make angry the United States, and they don't do anything to alienate or make angry the United States, then we're good, right? I mean, that's the way. What the hell do I care what another country does with their defense? I'm only concerned about where my tax dollars are forcibly taken and used here. This is what literally the only job of the government is defense. The only job of the government is defense. That's it. And that's where we are. So this is not a controversial speech that either Sec War gave or that POTUS gave. There's nothing controversial about it. The only controversial idea in this sphere is the idea that you should accommodate everyone else's completely irrelevant identity, garbage, whatever, and prioritize that over unit readiness and performance and standards and purpose, that should be prioritized. That's the only controversial thing in all of this. We have more on the way as we roll, as we move our partners over at Webroot. Webroot this is one of the things where I think you would rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it, because it is so easy to scam people online, and scammers are really, really sophisticated. So here's the deal. I can sit here and run down the list of all of the stuff that Webroot does, which let's be real, you're not going to know some of this. I mean, unless you're like a total computer nerd, like one of my kids, you're not going to know it. They got the VPN. They got everything that you need to protect yourself online, and not just you, but your family. So they got the real-time protection against the malware, ransomware. You know this stuff, the phishing, the built-in network monitoring. The other thing I think is incredibly important is credit and financial monitoring with alerts, because they monitor the dark web. They have advanced monitoring. You get up to $1 million in theft-related expense reimbursements. Now, you also get identity health status updates because there's more than one way that people try to scam you out of your identity. Finance, with any kind of medical, anything like that. And the coverage isn't just for you. It extends to your kids, students, your parents, because heaven knows parents are like, is this real? Should I respond to, because God love them, they just think everybody's as nice as they are. Should I respond to this? No, you shouldn't respond to this person. This is all the reason why you need Webroot. You get VPN, you get protection for your devices, the whole nine yards. And right now they're offering 50% off of Webroot Total Protection or Webroot Essentials. And the only way that you can get the 50% off is at webroot.com/Dana. You won't get it 50% off anywhere else. You can live a better, safer digital life with Webroot. 50% off right now only at webroot.com/Dana.
Should property taxes just come to an end? Truly owning your own home shouldn't be a piggy bank for government to extract revenue. Property taxes will forever make you not an owner, just nothing more than a serf on the Lord's manor.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
When you bundle renters and auto with Progressive, you can save while protecting your most valuable possessions, like your priceless vinyl collection. Sure, you sleep on a futon because the money most people would have spent on a bed you spent on more records. But forget the fact that you can stream just about any song ever created for a few dollars a month. No, no, you need to listen to music in the most difficult way possible. So go ahead and get Progressive so you can save while protecting the things that matter to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Is that if you go back before the 20th century, there were no income taxes, there were no regulations on business, you could earn as much money as you want, leave 100% of it to your children with no taxes.
Right.
That's the world they want back. And to get it back, they need society to change. They need people to be less modern. They need people to want fewer things.
And why does Simple Jack here find such a problem with this? This is not, again, this is not a controversial thing. Why is this such a problem? Yeah, we want to not be taxed and we want our businesses to not suffer from a ton of regulation, under a ton of regulations. We would like an actual free market. What is so bad about this? Is she mad because she wants money that she didn't earn? Because it's welfare. I mean, if you're trying to demand the fruits of someone else's labor, that makes you a thief. That makes you sinful. Because you're coveting what your neighbor wants, and that's sinful. And by you, just because you're using the government to take it doesn't absolve you of the theft. I hope, by the way, people who support, and I do believe this, I think that if you support federal, like, income tax, I think if you support property tax, I think you're a thief. I think that you're a sinner. I think that you are morally compromised because you believe that you are absolved of this covetous nature and this sinfulness because the government's doing it on your behalf. And that's just, you're just using an agent. You're using a middleman to carry out your sinful desires. So that's, I absolutely believe that. If you support property tax, then you support theft. And you're coveting what your neighbor has. Yep. If you support income tax, you support theft. You are coveting what your neighbor has. You are sinning. So you need to ask God for forgiveness on that stuff. And you know, she probably, that's a long list of stuff that she needs to ask forgiveness for. But that's the truth of the matter. We got second hour on the way. Stick with us. All Family Pharmacy. This is probably one of my most favorite sponsors that we have. So I was getting sinusitis after we went to the memorial for Charlie Kirk. I started getting sinusitis and I overnighted medications to me that were waiting for me at my door when I got home. And I've had, look, It's doctor's prescription, all the inputs, all the precursors, everything, every bitty bit of this medicine's made in the US of A, right? Anything you want, antibiotics, your everyday meds, emergencies, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, which I took, all kinds of stuff. And you can get it in 2 to 4 days. You can get it overnighted in a pinch. It's affordable. You don't have to go through a million gatekeepers. You know your body. I know I'm getting sinusitis. I had it a million times. Had my meds. And guess what? I was able to be well on my birthday. Because you guys remember, I was getting sick last week. Y'all remember. Well, All Family Pharmacy helped a sister out. You can stock up now at allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and use code Dana10 at checkout. That saves you 10%. Allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, code Dana10 to save 10%.
Since 1983, Nissan has been building award-winning vehicles right here in America, so there's no need to cross the pond, the river, or even your neighbor's driveway to find real quality. And this summer, Nissan is making it easier than ever to upgrade your ride. No new tariffs, just lower MSRPs on the best-selling Rogue and Pathfinder, so you can finally wave goodbye to that old car with the mysterious dashboard rattle and the tape holding that bumper together. Whether you're craving advanced tech that feels like the future, serious comfort for those long drives, or the peace of mind that comes with driving something that doesn't squeak every time you turn left, these SUVs have you covered. But don't snooze on this. These offers are only here for a limited time and while supplies last. It's just one more reason why Nissan is ranked number one for the new vehicle quality among mainstream brands. If you've been waiting for the right moment, consider this your opportunity and head over to your local Nissan dealer before these offers disappear. Learn more and find your new Nissan at NissanUSA.com. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
When you bundle renters and auto with Progressive, you can save while protecting your most valuable possessions, like your priceless vinyl collection. Sure, you sleep on a futon because the money most people would have spent on a bed you spent on more records. But forget the fact that you can stream just about any song ever created for a few dollars a month. No, no, you need to listen to music in the most difficult way possible. So go ahead and get Progressive so you can save while protecting the things that matter to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
The Trump administration's effort to label as dangerous free speech critical of him. White House senior staff calling the Democratic Party fascist. The Trump-appointed FCC chair threatening to revoke broadcast licenses and the approval of a merger in order
that
to silence late-night comedians. Trump's threats to jail political opponents. You cannot call this anything except an attack on the Constitution.
This didn't happen. This is like, why does J.B. Pritzker rape women? Why does he beat women? Did you hear the story about how he beat a woman to death and buried her in his backyard? Same thing. I can make up stuff, too, just off the top of my head. Isn't it fun? Let's see how fun it can get. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you, top of this second hour. Don't ask me to unify with these cretins. Because, no, I have no interest in unifying. None at all whatsoever. Mm-mm. They're going after people's licenses. Where did that happen? They think you are so stupid. That's what really galls me. They think you are morons. All they have to do is just tell you, this is what happened. Can you believe it? Trump is going after these licenses. He did no such thing. I don't care if you like or dislike Trump because I don't care about you, the drive-by. I don't care if you love or hate him. I really don't. But you're not entitled to your own facts. You're not entitled to just make stuff up. You're not entitled to create a different reality and then demand that we all believe it. That's not how this world works. So these accusations, and then to top it all off, after he says all of these like absolute demonstrably proven lies, then he's like, well, and then Trump is, you know, saying that we're fascist and Antifa is fascist. And the way that you're behaving, the behavior is very similar. But you don't get to make all of these false claims. And then J.B. Pritzker hasn't learned. J.B. Pritzker so badly wants to run for president, but he's not a good candidate. He's not a good governor. He's not even a good family man. And he's just not a good person. Nobody wants him. He does not have a political future outside of Illinois. He does not have one. at all whatsoever. Do you guys remember when he locked down the state of Illinois and fully endorsed, like, firing people if they didn't get the injection, fully endorsed citing you, literally giving you a ticket if you walked outside without a face mask? Remember all of that? How he demanded that your children be kept at home without any being around any other kids, without any teachers for the like year. And you guys remember what J.B. Pritzker and his family did, right? They left the state. They flew to Florida. His whole family waited out. They have a ranch in Florida. They waited out all of his edicts in Illinois. They waited it out in Florida. Were you guys aware of that? Because that happened. He got some heat for it, but he didn't care. Because that's, you know, typical limousine Marxist. That's exactly how they operate. He didn't care. So he desperately wants to be like a Gavin Newsom kind of thing. But he doesn't. Gavin Newsom barely has it. Gavin Newsom's just annoying. J.B. Pritzker is just smarmy and insufferable. And I don't even think his own party outside of Illinois likes him. They just like his money that his family earned. That's it. That's all they like. But this guy, he's the one who has not slowed his role on the rhetoric and tone at all whatsoever. Like, not at all. And he's a nepo baby. J.B. Pritzker is a nepo baby. All of the men in his family who are smarter and more successful than him earned his family's money. And now he has it. So it's not like he contributed anything to himself. You know, he didn't actually contribute. I don't know if you're familiar with J.B. Pritzker's background, but he really never had to cut his teeth or prove himself in the private sector because he's had everything handed to him, just like a Marxist, limousine Marxist. He immediately, like when he was younger, he immediately was working, you know, for his family and, you know, all of this. And he had all of these trusts set up for him. He was a beneficiary of a huge overseas trust that his grandfather set up for him. And then he went to law school and then immediately started working with the family business. He never had to earn anything by himself. Everything has always been given to him. He doesn't understand how investment works. He doesn't understand basic economic principles because all of the people in his family earned all of this money and then he just gets it and he's never had to really do anything. And they have all of these, you know, this structure set up to make sure he doesn't like burn through it. But that's it. That's all. J.B. Pritzker is like one of the nation's biggest nepo babies. Democrats only have nepo babies that they are considering for 28. Gavin Newsom is a nepo baby. J.B. Pritzker is a nepo baby. They all are. So I'm not impressed with J.B. Pritzker at all. The only difference between J.B. Pritzker and Bernie Sanders is that Bernie Sanders, well, he doesn't have the billions that J.B. Pritzker does. His wife did run through a bunch of money and bankrupt a girls' school, though. Correct, Kane? That's right. That was that's Bernie's wife. Bernie's wife did do that. And he does have three houses now. Yep. But he has nowhere near the amount of money that J.B. Pritzker has. And really the only difference between them. Bernie Sanders, at least, can't believe I'm saying this, at least was the editor of a little zine, a little magazine that, you know, alternative magazine that, you know, you'd put together in your garage when he was in his early 20s. That's literally all he ever did in the private sector. J.B. Pritzker doesn't even have that. He's only ever worked in jobs given to him by his family within the family company. That's it. Now, I actually don't really have a problem with that, but the left does, because you heard what Joy Reid said the last segment of last hour, and we played her saying, can you believe they just want to make money and pass it on? Yeah. J.B. Pritzker, though, hates this type for anybody but his own family. That's the problem with the left. When they have money that they pass on to their next generation, they don't want anyone else to be able to do it. So I really dislike J.B. Pritzker, like at a cellular level, even. It's that much. We have a few other things to touch on. Okay, so let's what did I not get that last hour that I wanted to make sure I got to? Because I'm like behind with everything. So we got this shutdown that's happening tonight at not midnight, but 12:01 a.m., right, technically. So 12:01 a.m., that's when the shutdown happens. And right now, Chuck Schumer is trying to blame Republicans. He said he's not going to support any kind of stopgap to avoid a shutdown. Now, here's what you need to know about the shutdown. The CR, the continuing resolution, was already passed in the House. Republicans passed it in the House already. They sent it to the Senate. Democrats don't want to vote for it. And they're simultaneously accusing Republicans. And by the way, I think this is all stupid. I think it's dumb. You should have a budget. We shouldn't be doing CRs. But aside from that, this is not something that Republicans are gumming up. This is Democrats refusing to support it. Schumer said that he's not going to support any kind of stopgap. We're going to have to do this again in 30 days, too, by the way, just so you know. It's not going to happen. And it's interesting that there's so many of them on the left that are infuriated by this. They're livid over their own leadership, Senate leadership's refusal, and they're trying to blame Republicans for this. And it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. This is, let's see, where do we got? This is the AI video. This was funny. There's a lot here. So wait, let me set this up. So first off, we got 7. Let's hit audio soundbite 7. I have a note to make about this, but let's play 7 really quick first.
If there is a shutdown, how many federal workers do you plan to lay off?
Well, we may do a lot, and that's only because of the Democrats. And as you know, they want to be able to take care of people that are coming to our country illegally, and no system can handle that. And so we're totally opposed on that, but we can't take it. We just can't do it. I'd love to do everybody. I'd love to do the whole world. But our country can't handle people that come into our country illegally. And they want to give them full health care benefits. They want to open the wall again. Can you believe it? I can't even believe it. They want to open the wall.
So here's the thing that Trump said. And the reason I'm playing this is because there's a caveat to this. So he says that there's going to be a lot of federal layoffs coming, right? He's playing a game here with the left. He's trolling them with that. And let me explain. Have you heard the number that there are going to be 100,000 federal workers that are going to quit? Well, you know that's all BS, right? The 100,000 federal workers, it's actually the 100,000 federal workers that took that deferred resignation program. And the separation date for that is today, September 30th. And with that being at the end of the fiscal year. But that's not as attractive a headline, is it? Is it? So they're trying to act like they're doing this big thing and they're all quitting, but they're not. They had already agreed that September 30th was going to be their last date. And they did. They agreed on that like months ago, like what, 4 or 5 months ago? Longer, I think, maybe, when that program came to be. So he's trolling them, really, and trying to get them to say more stupid things. But that's it. It's just the 100,000 people who are quitting, they're not quitting. They actually agreed months ago, and they took that deferred resignation program. Remember the program that was offered? Well, if you don't want to sit here and do what POTUS is asking, then get out, and here's your, you can leave, and here it is, you'll severance, whatever. And that they took that. They all took that package. So you had 100,000 people that took that package. So don't let them lie to you and misstate what this actually is. Now, here's where Trump made Chuck Schumer really mad. This is AI video. I can't believe you guys know it's a real video. Watch it, audio soundbite 4. Go ahead.
Look, guys, there's no way to sugarcoat it. Nobody likes Democrats anymore. We have no voters left because of all of our woke trans bull. Not even black people want to vote for us anymore. Even Latinos hate us. So we need new voters. And if we give all these illegal aliens free health care, we might be able to get them on our side so they can vote for us. They can't even speak English, so they won't realize we're just a bunch of woke pieces of shit, you know? At least for a while, until they learn English and they realize they hate us.
I think this is, I thought this was a real video. I mean, it's a real video because, hey, if a man can demand that you recognize him as a woman, this is a real video. Prove me wrong. It's a real video. That was a real sombrero that Hakeem Jeffries was. Yeah, yeah.
It's a video that identifies as real.
Yeah, that video identifies as real. So we're going with that. Yeah, absolutely. Now, Hakeem Jeffries, should I wait on this? Do we have time?
We're right.
Okay, all right. I'll play Hakeem Jeffries' reaction coming up. Also on deck, real quick, just so you know, the Charlie Kirk letter to Netanyahu. You know, the letter that all these like Johnny come lately grifters who actually didn't really know him very well were insisting that it wasn't a real thing, but it was. And all the people who did know him and people who read the letter, they just, you know, very calmly sat by and waited until the organization released it. And how sad is it that the organization that Charlie built felt it necessary to even release this in the first place to shut some of these grifters who wanted to posthumously hijack his legacy for their own ends after the fact. How sad, right? We have more on that coming up. Did you know that fall is one of the best seasons for planting? Many trees and plants thrive when planted now, but knowing where to start makes all the difference. That's why you should turn to Fast Growing Trees, the largest online nursery in the United States. They offer thousands of plants from fruit trees to privacy hedges, all tailored to your climate, so landscaping feels stress-free. Plus, their Alive and Thrive guarantee means that your plants arrive ready to grow. No more loading up a dirty car or wandering around a nursery with limited options. And grown to last by American farmers, all on American soil. Whether you want privacy, shade, or natural beauty, fall is the time to plant. And with fast shipping, expert support, and top quality plants, Fast Growing Trees makes it happen. Get up to 50% off of select plants at fastgrowingtrees.com. Use code Dana at checkout for an extra 15% off of your first purchase. Visit fastgrowingtrees.com and use code Dana for an extra 15% off. Offer valid for a limited time and terms apply.
Since 1983, Nissan has been building award-winning vehicles right here in America, so there's no need to cross the pond, the river, or even your neighbor's driveway to find real quality. And this summer, Nissan is making it easier than ever to upgrade your ride. No new tariffs, just lower MSRPs on the best-selling Rogue and Pathfinder. So you can finally wave goodbye to that old car with the mysterious dashboard rattle and the tape holding that bumper together. Whether you're craving advanced tech that feels like the future, serious comfort for those long drives, or the peace of mind that comes with driving something that doesn't squeak every time you turn left, these SUVs have you covered. But don't snooze on this. These offers are only here for a limited time and while supplies last. It's just one more reason why Nissan is ranked number one for the new vehicle quality among mainstream brands. If you've been waiting for the right moment, consider this your opportunity and head over to your local Nissan dealer before these offers disappear. Learn more and find your new Nissan at NissanUSA.com. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Progressive knows we all crave validation.
Girl, you are not 37.
I would have guessed 27.
You guys are too sweet.
Sure, dewy skin.
Terrific. Is something wrong, Ned?
Why would you ask? Just because today marks my 10th anniversary without a car accident or even a speeding ticket? But somehow, tonight's all about your skincare.
Wow.
With Snapshot from Progressive, you can get a personalized rate based on how you drive. And that's all the validation you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So at a gender reveal party, the dad sank 10 pints, snorted coke, and stabbed a bouncer. Luke Allman, 26 years old. He partied hard, man, at a gender reveal party. A gender reveal party. Seriously, what is your deal? And then he got 9 years in jail for this. So he took cocaine down 10 pints and then stabbed a doorman to celebrate at a gender reveal party. By the way, who has a gender reveal party at a bar?
Right.
Yes, I do. I am going to criticize you. Like, take your just no class have an ass and go to someplace respectable and have your stupid gender reveal party. Look, I love babies. I'm all about celebrating babies. But some of y'all take this like, oh my gosh, we got to blow up the whole neighborhood a little bit too far. This 26-year-old, he got mad and apparently he didn't like how long he was waiting for a table for the gender reveal party. And it's all on CCTV, so he's in big time trouble. Also, let's see here. This is crazy. 3 days away from your phone is linked to more dopamine, serotonin, and improved well-being. And limiting phone usage to 2 hours a day had similar effects. I really don't care. I mean, I got to be on my phone for work. And also, that's where my solitaire is. So what am I supposed to do, man? A truck slammed into six parked cars with people inside, and the driver fell into the Whittier Canal. Dang, that's kind of crazy. Oh, wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. Shrimp recall. FDA has been a massive shrimp recall, and now they're also finding radioactive contamination in spices, too. So apparently some of the shrimp that they're recalling had some no-no stuff in it. And it was an import alert imposed in August on P.T. Barry, BMS Foods. They send millions of pounds of shrimp to the U.S. each year. So, yeah, they found some no-no stuff in it. Stick with us. More on the way. Well, I need relief. I need Relief Factor from the everyday aches and pains of having to live with Marxists in my country. It's one of those days. I just, you know, everybody just needs to take it and just be happy. Look, it targets inflammation that can keep you from doing the things that you love. If pain or everyday aches, and by the way, it doesn't matter if you're like a million years old or if you're in your 30s, inflammation is a major issue with health today, and nobody really wants to focus on it or address it. They want to deal with reactionary. They want to deal with, you know, treating it after it's, you know, left to kick off some other issues within the body instead of being proactive and, you know, treating it from the get-go. Relief Factor combines a ton of really good things, resveratrol, turmeric, all kinds of stuff that helps target and support your body's natural inflammatory response. It's 100% drug-free. It's a research-based formula, all created to support a healthy response to inflammation and decrease discomfort from like exercising or just, you know, everyday living. And you can try Relief Factor's 3-week quick start for just $19.95. It's 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee. So don't wait. Visit relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF and get your 3-week quick start today for just $19.95. Support your body with natural anti-inflammatory power and see if Relief Factor is right for you.
Since 1983, Nissan has been building award-winning vehicles right here in America, so there's no need to cross the pond, the river, or even your neighbor's driveway to find real quality. And this summer, Nissan is making it easier than ever to upgrade your ride. No new tariffs, just lower MSRPs on the best-selling Rogue and Pathfinder. So you can finally wave goodbye to that old car with the mysterious dashboard rattle and the tape holding that bumper together. Whether you're craving advanced tech that feels like the future, serious comfort for those long drives, or the peace of mind that comes with driving something that doesn't squeak every time you turn left, these SUVs have you covered. But don't snooze on this. These offers are only here for a limited time and while supplies last. It's just one more reason why Nissan is ranked number one for the new vehicle quality among mainstream brands. If you've been waiting for the right moment, consider this your opportunity and head over to your local Nissan dealer before these offers disappear. Learn more and find your new Nissan at NissanUSA.com. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
When you bundle renters and auto with Progressive, you can save while protecting your most valuable possessions, like your priceless vinyl collection. Sure, you sleep on a futon because the money most people would have spent on a bed you spent on more records. But forget the fact that you can stream just about any song ever created for a few dollars a month. No, no, you need to listen to music in the most difficult way possible. So go ahead and get Progressive so you can save while protecting the things that matter to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Make some common sense of the crazy headlines with the Dana Show podcast, your on-the-go guide for getting up to speed on today's most important stories. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or your favorite podcast platform.
Welcome back to the program, Dana Lash with you. You can watch us do the radio show, Channel 347 Direct TV, and you can also check us out on X, Facebook, the chats at Rumble as well, Substack, Chapter and Verse. So we were telling you about all of the weeping and gnashing of the teeth from the left. Hang on, where's this at? Because I just saw it. I'm in a mood today, so I don't know why. Like, I feel a lot better because, you know, All Family Pharmacy came in clutch and, you know, got over my sinusitis. Whoop, whoop, code Dana 10. Anyway, I saw, we'll pull this up because this is what I was doing on break, in case you were curious. Eric Swalwell, it's like everybody on the left, they're livid over sec war and Trump talking about military, right? And first you had Swalwell, who got mad that Hegseth said F-A-F-O. He goes, quote, "If necessary, our troops can translate that for you." And Eric Swalwell retweeted it not too long ago and said only a weak and secure man would use the acronym, you know, because their new thing is cussing. And I just retweeted and said, you banged a Chinese spy. And then you had John Harwood, who I barely remember who he is. He is I think he was like a token, like whatever, filler. He was like a regular, like a Marxist, filler Marxist on CNN and NBC or whatever. I don't really know. I just remember he's like an old dude who's always been on TV forever. And he goes, he tweeted this, quote, Pete Hegseth has made clear that if he had his way, the U.S. military would have no blacks in leaders in leadership positions and no women at all.
What? Have they not seen his administration?
First off, Hegseth literally never said that. And I asked, like, why are you such a sad and weak little male that you have to fabricate things for drama? This is what the left reverts to. They hear something that they don't like, and they think that they can just make up something and invoke Black America, and that Black America is going to go to war on behalf of their Marxist ideals. That's what he did. That's why he tweeted it. That's why he put that out there, because he thought, oh, I'll just make something up and get Black Americans on Twitter all mad, and they'll go to war for me. That's like, I'm sorry, but you, John Harwood thinks he's a slave owner in 2025. Like, no, that's not how this works, you crusty old thing. That's not how this works. That's disgusting. Just to make up something like this, just to make this stuff up. So, you know, the AI video that Trump retweeted that everybody was mad about, Hakeem Jeffries reacted to this video. He wasn't happy. Cut five, please.
They're going to see it. They'll see it in other ways. It's easy to find, but it is absolutely disgusting in every way. It is a lie. It's the man you met with has now lied about what you said after that meeting. Could you give us your reaction to that Trump posted video tonight?
That's all.
It's a disgusting video, and we're going to continue to make clear bigotry will get you nowhere. We are fighting to protect the health care of the American people in the face
by demanding
of
that illegals
an unprecedented Republican assault on all the things, Medicaid, Medicare, the Affordable Care Act, Republicans.
Lawrence O'Donnell, his mouth. How do I do this? You know, because he's an older individual, but not so old that he should have that shape of his mouth. My, one of my, grandmothers, who was not on my mom's side, just a mean woman. And she had, that mouth where it was always in a scowl, and it, for the lack of a better way to say it, it turns into like sphincter mouth, right? She's just, meh. That's what he looks like. He looks like that worm, actually, from Star Wars, you know, on Tatooine, where the huts are, the sand worm that comes out, like, that's his whole mouth. He's just mean, like that. And he starts this thing, isn't it horrible that he said this? He's so horrible, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to monologue for 5 minutes, question. And then Hakeem Jeffries, I'm going to repeat everything that you just said in your monologue. Repeat, 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 not really answer your question. See, that, who watches that stuff? That's just so boring. It's brain rot. It's absolute brain rot. It's bleh. But they're upset. What they're really doing with this shutdown is they're fighting for things for illegal immigrants harder than they are for the American taxpayer. And that's, Kane, that was a point that you were making as well. And that's true.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they're doing, no, to your point.
That's using parody to essentially expose the truth. There is always, in comedy, a little thread of truth in
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Completely. Absolutely. A couple of things still, because we're watching, you know, we got the government shutdown that's going to happen, and it's all going to happen because Democrats are wanting things that they didn't get because they lost an election. They're wanting things that American voters don't want, because if American voters wanted these things that Democrats wanted, then they would have voted for Democrats. So there you go. Trump has met with Schumer and Jeffries. He's tried to convince them to come around. They're not willing to. They're not willing to come around. I think that they're getting themselves into a trap because they're walking themselves into something where they have no way out. You have the healthcare for illegals. This is a part of the deal. It's a $1.5 trillion. VP called it a hostage deal, and that's correct. They're demanding healthcare for people who came into the country illegally, a portion of the funding that they have allocated as far as the expansion of the horrific Obamacare is literally earmarked for that. That's in the language of the legislation, which is available online for people to read. And you don't have to, if you don't want to read the whole thing, just control F your way through it. Control F, put a keyword in, and then just glide on through, right? Because it's in there. Absolutely. And the realization, Democrats don't understand, that has not hit them yet. The realization that the things that they're trying to shove onto the American people that are in this legislation are things that we've already voted against. That's why they didn't win this last election. You also have a memo that OMB, Office of Management and Budget, sent out. They were telling various government agencies, get ready for firings, et cetera, things like that. And of course, don't forget, you also have those 100,000 federal workers that had already agreed to the resignation program months ago. And that deadline is today. So they were already leaving. But the funding is not going to exist for programs that are not statute, not required by statute, that they're not required. And so some of those staff reductions that they were preparing, that's not even going to be considered a layoff. That's it. So they don't really, Democrats don't have a lot of negotiations in this. They really don't. They're trying to hold out for federal, for the expansion of federal government and the subsidies for healthcare as it concerns illegal aliens. Yeah, that's it. Oh, and then they keep going, oh my gosh, they're trying to, Republicans don't want to fund healthcare. But one of the problems with that is the cuts that Republicans are talking about doing are the COVID era emergency appropriations that are way overdue to go. And Democrats are insisting that they remain. So this is some of the stuff, you know, we're talking about with us. We're going to continue with it as well as we roll, because so far they don't have a deal. I want to touch on this letter because this came about. I think this was in the early days in the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination. And he sent a letter to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, where he talked about the allyship with Israel, et cetera. And there were a bunch of people out there who were trying to hijack his legacy for their own means, which I found gruesome. And he had said, he wrote in his letter that was released, quote, "One of my greatest joys as a Christian is advocating for Israel and forming alliances with Jews in the fight to protect Judeo-Christian civilization." And he said that he regrets to report the anti-Israel and anti-Semitic trends are at record levels on social media. He said that his team, they spent months analyzing these trends. And he said he started, you know, it made him want to reach out and write to Netanyahu because of the stuff that he was seeing. And he gave him, I mean, he basically gave him suggestions on what to do. And was saying you need something like an Israel Truth Network. And he also said, you know, it shouldn't seem like, you know, other people are advocating more for Israel's welfare more so than the Israel's own government, is one of the things that he had said. He goes, Israel needs to do a better job explaining the Iranian threat. And I agree with that. I think that Israeli leaders would do well to take these concerns to heart. But none of the stuff, and I've read this letter like three times now, none of the stuff that's in this letter at all whatsoever shows what people, some of these grifters, have been claiming. At all. Whatsoever. This is a person who is speaking in love to an ally. And I mean, it's very obvious. Like, he talks about, how do you think of Israel as a political candidate? You know, you need to market Israel as, I mean, it's actually a really, he's got some really smart suggestions in here. And he's really focusing on younger generations as well, because there is an issue with that, with younger generations. And this, I think that there is an anti-Semitic rise. And I say anti-Semitic and not just critical of Israel, because the people that I see on social media that are engaging in this, they can't even tell you how Israel's government is structured. They can't tell you who the leaders in Israel are. They can't even tell you anything about the latest policy that's been introduced. But they try to mask what's just, I mean, at its heart, really anti-Semitic trends on social and this sentiment that's developing, they try to mask it as such. And you can't do that. I mean, there's a difference. What Charlie Kirk did in his letter is give suggestions as to how Israel can best handle some of this stuff, even lawfare and things of that nature. And he gets into it, and he said that, you know, he gave his private number, and he said, you know, we can't let this slip away, and, you know, if you want to talk to me further, etc. This is not anything what these people said it was, not a single bit. And remember, first you were told this letter didn't exist. Then you were told, oh, no, the letter exists and it's just pages of him blasting Israel. Well, that's not what the letter shows at all. And there were a lot of people who went on their little podcasts and everything else trying to mislead you for their own gain. And a lot of those people, if they were honest and if they were really conservatives, because they're not, they make an idol of race and they make an idol of faith. Like the practice of not Christ, right? These individuals, if they were really conservative and they were really America first, they would apologize for misleading you in the same way that the legacy press does. Some of these people on the right are no different than the legacy press. They're actual progressives, but they realize that they could make more money masquerading as members of the right. And they were never in the battle when it really counted. Never. Never. This is all about advancing their own brand, and it's all about their own advantage. And so a lot of these people owe a lot of apologies, but they're not honest or authentic enough as conservatives or Christians to do that. Because real Christians don't mislead the way that a lot of these people who like to say Christ is king, but then they spit on his name with their behavior. They don't mislead people like that. This letter speaks for itself. And I think that the people who misrepresented it are ghoulish. And I do think it's interesting that there were a lot of individuals who knew what this letter said, and they just sat quietly and they waited for the organization to release the letter and correct all of the really bad progressive disinformation that was out there. I mean, that's no different than the Russian collusion story, what they were trying to do to Charlie Kirk's legacy. And I just find it absolutely ghoulish. You know, so they need to... If they're going to sit here and say Christ is king, they got a lot of forgiveness to ask for. You know them by their fruits, and I think we do. We have a lot more on the way as we roll towards Florida Man. And as we do so, the folks who help make it possible, the program, it's the people over at Burn a Gun. I'm always going to carry. I have literally zero issues with carrying, using lethal force to protect myself or my loved ones. We train regularly. We got a lot of hours in training on it. But I also understand, too, that it's good to have a diverse weapons array, right? You want to make sure that you have something that meets every occasion, different calibers, you know, pistols and rifles and blades and all kinds of stuff. This is where Burn a Gun comes in. I think that this is actually a really good option for college kids who are old enough to go and serve their country overseas and carry full auto, but they are not granted the full rights of citizenship by being able to carry here while they're living alone and going to college under the age of 21. So, or if you're disarmed by private property or municipal restrictions. Burna shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. Compared to a regular stun gun, they only have one or two rounds. The Burna CL, which stands for compact launcher, has 15 rounds in its cartridge, right? So you have a lot more opportunity for defense. Easy target acquisition. There's no recoil. But here is the big thing. And by the way, you can get a red dot on this thing, which is actually quite... I've never thought about that, but you can get a red dot on a Burna. But it doesn't care about gun-free zones at all. That's irrelevant. Gun-free zones are irrelevant. It goes at where you go, and it's legal in all 50 states. There's no background checks. There's no fees. There's no nothing, and they can send it right to your door. The CL Compact Launcher from Burna, BYRNA, you can find it at Burna.com/Dana. BYRNA, Burna.com/Dana.
Since 1983, Nissan has been building award-winning vehicles right here in America, so there's no need to cross the pond, the river, or even your neighbor's driveway to find real quality. And this summer, Nissan is making it easier than ever to upgrade your ride. No new tariffs, just lower MSRPs on the best-selling Rogue and Pathfinder, so you can finally wave goodbye to that old car with the mysterious dashboard rattle and the tape holding that bumper together. Whether you're craving advanced tech that feels like the future, serious comfort for those long drives, or the peace of mind that comes with driving something that doesn't squeak every time you turn left,
These SUVs have you covered. But don't snooze on this. These offers are only here for a limited time and while supplies last. It's just one more reason why Nissan is ranked number one for the new vehicle quality among mainstream brands. If you've been waiting for the right moment, consider this your opportunity and head over to your local Nissan dealer before these offers disappear. Learn more and find your new Nissan at NissanUSA.com. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
When you bundle renters and auto with Progressive, you can save while protecting your most valuable possessions, like your priceless vinyl collection. Sure, you sleep on a futon because the money most people would have spent on a bed you spent on more records. But forget the fact that you can stream just about any song ever created for a few dollars a month. No, no, you need to listen to music in the most difficult way possible. So go ahead and get Progressive so you can save while protecting the things that matter to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
This is awesome. I love stories like this. People helping people. So this is ABC 3. A shrimp basket cook goes above and beyond to save an elderly regular from a dire situation. And this is in Pensacola. This cook at Shrimp Basket in Pensacola, his name is Donnell Stallworth. And they said that there was a regular, and I mean, when you scroll halfway down the article, then you get to the actual story, ABC3, you need to do a better job at that. So basically they had a regular come in, a 78-year-old, and he said that the guy came in regularly, and that he noticed that he stopped coming in. And then the staff actually tried calling him because he's such a regular that they were concerned that he wasn't showing up. And they even had, like, by the way, they even threw a party for him at this restaurant to celebrate his 78th birthday. So Stallworth was like, you know what? I'm going to swing by the guy's house because this is weird. And he said, I knocked on the door. Nobody answered. Third time I knocked, I didn't hear anything. And he said, I stayed for a minute. And then I heard a weak voice say, help. And I said, who is it? And he opened the door and he saw the guy laying on the ground. The guy was laying on the ground for like days. He had fallen. He had suffered multiple broken ribs. He had bruising all over his body and he was in tears. Stallworth called paramedics immediately. And now he's been checking on the guy regularly. And the guy's in physical therapy and he's, you know, regaining his function again. So that's awesome. So he said, he goes, he was going to take him a thing of gumbo when he went to visit him next. So that guy's awesome. What a great friend. And that's just being a good steward of your fellow man. That's what it's about right there. You know, how many times would that happen in the real world? So shines a good deed in a weary world. So I hope many good things happen to Donnell Stallworth in his life because he deserves it. Hey, oh, I don't want that one. Not getting that one. Not doing that story. Yeah, oh, no, it's a bad one, guys. I cannot. No, I am not following up that sweet story about Donnell Stallworth helping the elderly man with what I just saw.
Listen to you, Casey Kasem.
Oh my gosh, you can't make me go into an up-tempo song after a dead dog story. You can't do it. If you've never heard that, it's one of the funniest things ever. Third hour on the way. Stick with us. The folks who help make it possible. It's over at Super Beats. You guys are very familiar with Super Beats. The Super Beats Chews helps with your energy, stamina, all of that good stuff. The Super Brain is all about targeting healthy metabolism and blood sugar support as well. It's doctor formulated with a unique form of high absorption berberine. It also has an added boost of Italian olive fruit extract for antioxidant and cardiovascular support. And it's not just any old berberine that they use. It's a unique berberine that's clinically studied to deliver nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. This means fewer pills to swallow. You get the metabolism and healthy blood sugar support benefits in just one highly concentrated, easy to swallow capsule daily. And this clinically studied form of berberine, it helps to fuel your metabolism while minimizing GI distress. And olive fruit extract helps to support heart and vascular health. You can find both the new Super Berberine and the number one best-selling Super Beats Heart Chews at Sam's Club. Stock up and save on healthy blood pressure support with $5 off of Super Beats Heart Chews 90 count from August 27th to September 21st at Sam's Club. Start today and get on the road to better cardiovascular health support.
Since 1983, Nissan has been building award-winning vehicles right here in America, so there's no need to cross the pond, the river, or even your neighbor's driveway to find real quality. And this summer, Nissan is making it easier than ever to upgrade your ride. No new tariffs, just lower MSRPs on the best-selling Rogue and Pathfinder. So you can finally wave goodbye to that old car with the mysterious dashboard rattle and the tape holding that bumper together. Whether you're craving advanced tech that feels like the future, serious comfort for those long drives, or the peace of mind that comes with driving something that doesn't squeak every time you turn left, these SUVs have you covered. But don't snooze on this. These offers are only here for a limited time and while supplies last. It's just one more reason why Nissan is ranked number one for the new vehicle quality among mainstream brands. If you've been waiting for the right moment, consider this your opportunity and head over to your local Nissan dealer before these offers disappear. Learn more and find your new Nissan at NissanUSA.com. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
When you bundle renters and auto with Progressive, you can save while protecting your most valuable possessions, like your priceless vinyl collection. Sure, you sleep on a futon because the money most people would have spent on a bed you spent on more records. But forget the fact that you can stream just about any song ever created for a few dollars a month. No, no, you need to listen to music in the most difficult way possible. So go ahead and get Progressive so you can save while protecting the things that matter to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
This right here, ladies and gentlemen, is what we're talking about. 24 pages. It's a continuing resolution to fund the government through November the 21st. I don't know where they're saying this is some huge partisan thing. This is something we do fairly routinely. And when the Democrats had the majority on 13 different occasions, they had the majority, President Biden was in the White House, we passed continuing resolutions to fund the government. This is purely and simply hostage taking on behalf of the Democrats. The Republicans are united. House Republicans, Senate Republicans, President Trump. The House has passed a clean funding resolution to fund the government till November the 21st. It's clean, it is bipartisan, and it is short term. But it gives us enough time to finish the appropriations process, which is the way we should be funding the government.
Well, I mean, that's the way it's supposed to happen, but I don't think that that's what Democrats are going to allow to happen. The meeting that they had at the White House, it didn't go so well yesterday. Welcome back to the program. Dana Loesch with you. We're at the top of this third hour. It didn't really go well yesterday, the meeting that POTUS had. He met with Senate's Chuck Schumer, and then he met with the House's Hakeem Jeffries, and didn't go well. Apparently, they left empty-handed, I guess. And then that's when Trump decided to troll them. And Chuck Schumer keeps saying things like "You're shut down. You're shut down." Once again, Republicans passed the CR in the House. That is the CR that Democrats are looking at right now in the Senate. Republicans passed it. And for whatever reason, Democrats, they don't. Well, I know why. They have no interest in passing it because it doesn't. They don't want to have to cut things like health care, expanding health care to cover people who come into the country illegally, the COVID era expansions, all of that other stuff. They don't want to cut any of that. But see, when you lose elections, that means people reject those ideas at the ballot box. And so that's what happened. They got rejected. So, yeah. Anyway, this is the whole problem with it. So this is their shutdown. That's their shutdown. It's going to be their shutdown. And then if they have the reduction in discretionary agencies, so they're not going to have layoffs. We were talking about that. They have, the word I forgot, Kane, furlough. Thank you. Yes. It's one of those days. Mm-hmm. One of those days. You know what's going to happen if those people are out, then and they have to refill those positions. You're just going to have MAGA people in them, and they're going to be entrenched, and Democrats will have allowed that to happen. Bum, bum, bum. Kind of like that idea, though. Yeah.
They're literally in a no-win situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a situation they caused.
That's right. So if they have these agencies once again funded and they can and people can start hiring for those agencies, that you can have like MAGA people that could get those jobs, right? And because of the previous rulings on civil service, they're going to be protected and it's not going to be an issue. And look at that. There you go. Bottom line is this. And I'm pulling up a poll, right? Actually, a couple of polls. Bear with me. I was trying to pull this up and it didn't. I'm going to have to archive it because I didn't want to get pulled up. There are a number of polls that are out showing where the American public think about where the American public stands on this. And there was a couple of pieces. In fact, I think every poll that has been released, every survey of the American public, these individuals are, they're not, they don't believe Democrats' claims that these are, that it's a Republican shutdown. They don't believe it because they've watched the fight over the CR in the House. Because we went through this, when did we go through this? It was like 3 months ago, correct?
Oh, yeah.
And then like right before then and right before then. So let me pull this up. There really isn't a lot that blames Republicans. But if you're looking at polling as it pertains to Democrats, this comes from this is Majority Project. They did a survey. Only 18% of those surveyed want. Now, this is, I will say, this is +3 Republican. That's not, you know, major. And it was September 19th that this was taken. Fewer than 1 in 5 voters want Congress to pass a budget that increases spending. A plurality, which is over 40%, would blame Democrats if the government shuts down. This is one survey. It also, pulling this up, this is a YouGov and Americans for Prosperity survey. Now, Americans for Prosperity is, it is a more of a right-leaning entity, but it is more of a, I would say more moderate right. They did a separate poll and 61%, they're like, yes, you know, the shutdowns are going to hamper Congress's ability to help get the things that we voted for passed. However, the majority of them actually, they like 60 something percent of them believe that this is really a Democrat shutdown simply because the House did what it was supposed to do. It passed the continuing resolution. It sent it to the Senate. And all of a sudden, the CR that was able to get through the House is suddenly untenable in the Senate. And so now we have, and they're demanding $1.5 trillion in additional government spending. So there's not a lot out there that supports Chuck Schumer's positioning that this is a Republican shutdown, because it isn't. And this is a bad strategy. I was reading this op-ed that Newt Gingrich had, because, you know, they had a big shutdown fight in the 90s. And he was writing about how they went toe to toe with Bill Clinton. And we were demonstrating that we were serious about cutting spending and balancing the budget. And less than a year after we closed the government, we were reelected. And that was a huge earthquake. And Gingrich notes that that actually set the stage for 4 consecutive balanced budgets from 1998 to 2001. And they were the first in decades. And then in 96, when Clinton was reelected, they pushed through the welfare to work legislation. That was the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act, and they were fighting over it for that. But he said that it doesn't hurt Republicans to go toe to toe with Democrats on this stuff. Go back to 2010. The same thing happened. There was a big shutdown looming and Republicans went toe to toe with Democrats. And even though the media and everyone else said that Republicans were going to lose in midterms because of the shutdown. And then what happened? It was described by Obama as a shellacking. Republicans destroyed Democrats in midterm election, partly because they were very consistent in their messaging about how they were trying to preserve fiscal sanity and be fiscally responsible. But they also messaged, this is what Democrats are wanting to do with your tax dollars. And I really feel like Republicans have been, and I mark this one for the record books, I feel like Republicans have been doing a decent job at messaging that. Like, you guys know this. You guys know why this is being held up in the Senate. $1.5 trillion in additional spending. You guys know that it's all this stuff that you voted against. I mean, literally, healthcare for people who enter the country illegally, keeping the COVID expansion. I mean, that's just some of the stuff that's up there. They're two of the biggest, I think, for people. So you guys know this because people have been very consistent in messaging this. So we'll see. We're going to talk with Congressman Chip Roy about this here coming up because, you know, he was there when it was passed through the House. You know, he saw all of this stuff. A few other things. Jimmy Kimmel's ratings are back in the toilet. You guys aware of that? His ratings fall off a cliff again after the post-suspension viewer bump. The ratings bonanza. So everyone watched him the first night that he was back, and then no one's watching him again now. And Kane, what did you say? The ratings were lower than what they were going into this.
Yeah, going in, he had
like a four share. Barely.
It was 129,000 people, and now it's just a hair above 100,000. So he actually has lost viewers after everyone tuned in to hear him apologize, which he didn't do, and now he's lost even more.
He lost viewers. And I think that they were, some people wondered if he was ever, maybe he's going to finally be funny, and he wasn't. So he ended up losing that. Not only that, but listen to this. This is from New York Post. Over 1.7 million users canceled Disney and then Hulu and ESPN. Now, here's what's funny. It's like a combination of both. So a bunch of people canceled it because they were livid that Kimmel said the stuff that he said. And then after he was suspended, people canceled because they were mad because he got suspended. So Disney got hammered. This is a riot. The cancellations were recorded between September 17th and the 23rd. And that is according to an industry periodical that tracks this stuff. And they said that it was the 1.7 million cancellations represented a 436% increase above baseline subscriber churn. Dude, that's so bad. That's so bad. And I am loving it because, nobody deserves it more, Kane, than Jimmy Kimmel. Nobody deserves it more. Couple of other things here as well. We've been talking about the shutdown. We've been talking about some of the culture stuff. Can I touch on the Serena Williams cotton thing? I can't believe that this is the thing, but it is. So Serena Williams, tennis star, right? She was at a hotel.
Yeah, I think so.
So she was at a hotel, and she decided to take issue with like this vase and an arrangement of Hobby Lobby cotton. You know how like you see it everywhere, like these sticks with cotton on them. Do we have this? Can we play this real quick? Can we play this for the folks?
All right, everyone. How do we feel about cotton as decoration? Personally, for me, it doesn't feel great.
So actually, it feels like nail polish remover cotton, natural.
I don't know. Is she, she's wearing cotton. Like, yeah. Is she? This is so stupid. By the way, I don't know why she's. Doesn't she have like, she has like a sculpture of that includes cotton in her home. Somebody posted on social media. Is she, Kane, is this her trying to be woke, or is this her like, this sculpture is just trash, or this display is trash?
No, she's trying to be woke.
You think trying to be? I was really trying to give her benefit of the doubt there for a moment. I'm like, maybe she's just like, what is with this, in this fine hotel? What is with this arrangement? But you think because she's like, oh my gosh, it's cotton and I feel triggered?
I mean, I guess there's room to have.
You know, white people pick cotton, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I just want to throw that out there. I know you're not supposed to say that stuff, but like, we literally have like we have a family friend whose family, they worked in sharecropping and they were white. So just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, that's an important little point there. But you're reaching to be upset at something when you look at a display that actually looks good in the room. If you look actually at that display, it works well for that room. You having that sort of reaction or that meaning or whatever you've defined cotton as now, you can't, because of, I guess, black people picked cotton back in the day. So now today, cotton triggers you. I mean, that's more you than the about the hotel.
Why did she pick it off the branch? Why do people do this? She's gotten drug on social media for this. And she did have this like sculpture that has cotton on it in her house. It's like a donkey pulling a wagon of cotton. And she has it in her house. I just don't stop it. You're getting upset over something that you never did. What are you talking about?
And then she acted cringy when she used the cotton appropriately on the nails. And it was like, ooh, like she got the shivers from doing it. It's like, is that really? Are you doing that for the camera, or is that really how it is?
I just cannot stand drama for the sake of drama. I am allergic to drama queens. Like, I get ragey no matter what it is. You're just, like, creating drama so you can be seen as a victim and people baby you. Just stop it. That's so stupid. If you're that upset over that, then ditch the blonde hair, ditch the wearing cotton, ditch all the fake nails, ditch all that stuff, because all of it's appropriation. Then if we're going to go that far, let's go all the way. This is so stupid. Stop trying to create drama in a nation that is completely just already overdosing on it. Stop it. Whenever anybody's wrong on the internet, and I'm on my phone, it's Patriot Mobile that delivers the you're wrong message on social media. Look, I could sit here and tell you a whole bunch of stuff like, oh, they do all these things. They have great service. They do. You're going to pay less. They got plans to be tailor-made for it. That's all great. They're the only cell phone service that's not a Marxist, you know, blank bird. They're the only cell phone service out there that's not spending hand over fist money on gun control and DEI. They're the only conservative Christian cell phone service out there that actually works to protect the things you vote for at the ballot box. So I'm going to be real with you right now. If you have not switched your cell phone service and you want to talk a big game and act like you're working with companies that support your values, your cell phone service, more than anything else, is betraying you with the amount of money that you send in every month for this stuff. People talk about, well, I don't want Netflix and I don't want Amazon. I don't want to support this stuff. With your cell phone service, unless you got Patriot Mobile, you're supporting it three times over, more than anybody else with a regular Netflix or Amazon account could ever do. So you need to not be all talk, and you need to put some action, and you need to switch today. They make it easy. They're going to take so good care of you. I sound like Shorzy. They're going to treat you so well over at Patriot Mobile. Like I said, it's affordable. They're super friendly, 100% US-based customer service team. They're going to get you set up in minutes. You don't have to make a trip to the store. You can sit on your sofa and argue on Twitter on your laptop or Facebook, and you can be on the phone with Patriot Mobile, and they'll get you switched up and all set up in minutes. You keep your phone or keep your number, get all new everything. Don't tell in your family so that they can't call you or text you and bother you. It's your choice. It's entirely your choice. But just make the switch. All you have to do is visit patriotmobile.com/Dana. It's very simple. Just go over to patriotmobile.com/Dana and make the switch today. And when you use code Dana, you will get a free month of service. And veterans and first responders, you get 15% off your bill every month. 15% every month off your bill. Switch today. patriotmobile.com/Dana. Promo code Dana, 972-PATRIOT.
Since 1983, Nissan has been building award-winning vehicles right here in America, so there's no need to cross the pond, the river, or even your neighbor's driveway to find real quality. And this summer, Nissan is making it easier than ever to upgrade your ride. No new tariffs, just lower MSRPs on the best-selling Rogue and Pathfinder, so you can finally wave goodbye to that old car with the mysterious dashboard rattle and the tape holding that bumper together. Whether you're craving advanced tech that feels like the future, serious comfort for those long drives, or the peace of mind that comes with driving something that doesn't squeak every time you turn left, these SUVs have you covered. But don't snooze on this. These offers are only here for a limited time and while supplies last. It's just one more reason why Nissan is ranked number one for the new vehicle quality among mainstream brands. If you've been waiting for the right moment, consider this your opportunity and head over to your local Nissan dealer before these offers disappear. Learn more and find your new Nissan at nissanusa.com. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Progressive knows we all crave validation.
Girl, you are not 37.
I would have guessed 27.
You guys are too sweet.
Sure. Dewy skin.
Terrific.
Is something wrong, Ned?
Why would you ask? Just because today marks my 10th anniversary without a car accident or even a speeding ticket? But somehow, tonight's all about your skincare.
Wow.
With Snapshot from Progressive, you can get a personalized rate based on how you drive. And that's all the validation you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I'm really trying to understand the story. So it says fake movie money is being circulated in a New Jersey town. And they're passing it as legitimate currency in local businesses. How is this possible? Because literally at the top where it would say Federal Reserve note, it literally says motion picture use. So how is this happening? Are people not looking at it when they exchange it? I mean, then it makes you wonder, okay, how often does that happen? That's crazy. 58 million pounds of corn dogs and sausage on a stick products recalled because wood pieces may be inside. That's kind of why there are corn dogs and sausage on a stick. And Humane Society is telling public, keep a distance from the sea lions in Bellingham in Washington. Keep a distance. Congressman Chip Roy is next.
Since 1983, Nissan has been building award-winning vehicles right here in America, so there's no need to cross the pond, the river, or even your neighbor's driveway to find real quality. And this summer, Nissan is making it easier than ever to upgrade your ride. No new tariffs, just lower MSRPs on the best-selling Rogue and Pathfinder, so you can finally wave goodbye to that old car with the mysterious dashboard rattle and the tape holding that bumper together. Whether you're craving advanced tech that feels like the future, serious comfort for those long drives, or the peace of mind that comes with driving something that doesn't squeak every time you turn left, these SUVs have you covered. But don't snooze on this. These offers are only here for a limited time and while supplies last. It's just one more reason why Nissan is ranked number one for the new vehicle quality among mainstream brands. If you've been waiting for the right moment, consider this your opportunity and head over to your local Nissan dealer before these offers disappear. Learn more and find your new Nissan at NissanUSA.com. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Progressive knows we all crave validation.
Girl, you are not 37.
I would have guessed 27.
You guys are too sweet.
Sure. Dewy skin.
Terrific.
Is something wrong, Ned?
Why would you ask? Just because today marks my 10th anniversary without a car accident or even a speeding ticket? But somehow, tonight's all about your skincare.
Wow.
With Snapshot from Progressive, you can get a personalized rate based on how you drive. And that's all the validation you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Keep your finger on the pulse with the Dana Show podcast, delivering timely news with insightful analysis whenever you want, straight to you on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Credit President Trump showing real leadership. He's operating in good faith, and that was on display by bringing the leaders in. He heard the arguments and the debates. They're baseless. I mean, Chuck Schumer is now arguing exactly the opposite of what he has always said in his career. And why? You hit the nail right on the head, Sean. He's doing it out of political desperation. He is willing to force the government to shut down just to oppose President Trump for temporary political cover for himself. And he will abandon the American people just to do that. It's really something to watch.
Well, and that is. And I think Democrats are kind of walking into a trap here. I'm all for that, though. Because it serves us better. Yeah. But that was Speaker Johnson who was talking about this opposition that Democrats in the Senate have. Republicans passed the CR through the House. Democrats are holding it up in the Senate. I don't get this whole language from Schumer that it's like a Republican shutdown. We all know that's nonsense. Joining us on this now, Congressman Chip Roy from the great Republic of Texas by video. Congressman, it's good to see you. So you guys did your job in the House. You did what you were supposed to do. Now Democrats in the Senate need to do their job, but they don't want to do it.
Yeah, Dana, that's exactly right. I mean, look, Speaker Johnson hit the nail on the head. President Trump is exhibiting great leadership, hauling in the Democrat leaders into a meeting, and the Democrats walked out and they double down on their crazy strategy to shut down the government for no purpose except for political grandstanding. That's all they're doing. I mean, look, Dana, I've never been a blind adherent that we must go, oh my God, we got to go fund the government for the sake of it, right? But what we've done as Republicans is fund the government, including our troops and the Border Patrol pay and all the things that we all support as conservatives. But we've funded it at a reasonable level, i.e. flat, holding spending flat, continuing to do that while we're looking to find other ways to cut spending like we did in the big, beautiful bill. That's responsible. President Trump is responsibly carrying out the duties of government, securing the border, trying to find ways to expand healthcare freedom, rooting out all of the woke nonsense like we saw Pete Hegseth do today at the Pentagon. And now the Democrats want to shut down. Why? To double down on the failed experiment of socialized medicine for subsidies to be $40 billion a year of COVID-era subsidies expanded to enrich insurance companies while the average American is eating $25,000 a year to pay for health insurance that doesn't even get them the health care they want. That's the modern Democrat Party.
Yeah, I noticed that. And with that, you mentioned the COVID era subsidies. We don't need these. We don't need these subs. I can't even believe they're fighting to keep these in here. I don't even understand the argument that they would make for that.
Well, what they're fishing for is a reason to shut down the government, a reason for fighting, because they're getting their butts handed to them on the border. They're getting their butts handed to them on the economy. They're getting their butts handed to them in terms of what we're doing to dismantle the woke machine. They see the effectiveness of this administration and this Republican Congress, and they're scrambling. So they want to pick a fight on something they think they can win at the polls, because polling shows, oh, we can win on health care. And I think that's actually wrong. I think if Republicans hold the line here and we demonstrate that we believe in doctors and patients, not insurance companies, we believe in healthcare freedom and health savings accounts and direct primary care and driving down prices with transparency and the ability to compete, we don't believe in feeding a monster K Street lobby-driven healthcare world in D.C. that spends $750 million a year lobbying, which is six times more than the entire defense contractor space. We're fighting for people, hardworking families. Democrats know they're on their heels. That's what they're doing, trying to pick a fight to try to get on offense.
Yeah, and I've also heard they sent out, well, there was an OMB memo saying to prepare for mass firings. And then I saw Democrats, and for those joining us, we're talking with Congressman Chip Roy from the Great Republic of Texas. I saw, I'm looking at some of the tweets now, some of them saying, oh, there's going to all of these federal workers, 100,000 of them are going to lose their jobs. But isn't that, aren't those the workers that accepted that early resignation program offer and the deadline was like today, September 30th?
Well, that's part of it. And that, this is all up to now. And this is why they're panicking. Democrats are panicking because they're going to empower my good friend, Russ Vogt, to be able to, as director of OMB, make decisions as they go through the prioritization process. In other words, if you shut down government, you have to prioritize spending. We take in tax dollars on a monthly basis, quarterly basis. We get those dollars and then they have to do something with them. So what do? You pay the interest on the debt so you don't default. You pay Social Security benefits because so people can live on those. And then you get busy deciding where the dollars are going to go. And if you can lay off workers and cut the bureaucracy, then you're doing what you need to do to try to reduce dollars that are going out the door. And frankly, dollars that will have to go out the door when we have to pay workers on the back end of a shutdown. So Russ is going to have a lot of power here and a lot of flexibility, and Democrats know it. And I think Schumer and I think Hakeem Jeffries, they're going, oh my gosh, we might have walked ourselves into a box canyon here. We're empowering President Trump and Russ Vogt to do more to go after the bureaucracy. Meanwhile, we're picking a fight that we're losing. And we want to say that we now want to give more to insurance companies and to pay the health care of illegal aliens to the tune of $1.5 trillion. That's a loser.
That's a huge loser. Who are some of the I know that there's a couple of sticklers. You got Murkowski in the Senate. You know, I know Fetterman is surprising. He's, I guess, going to be like the new Joe Manchin of the Senate. But by and large, I mean, it seems pretty much party line ideologically driven. And I just, and all of the surveys, and we've talked, I had three different surveys that I shared with people the previous hour. Americans are not buying what they're hearing from people like Chuck Schumer. They saw what y'all did in the House. They know, because you guys have been really good at, Republicans have been really good at messaging this, I think, this time, which I haven't always said, but they've been really good at it. So I feel like the public really is informed and they're not buying this, that it's the Republicans' shutdown. So, I mean, I guess my question is, they really are walking into a trap. Is there what, other than maybe convincing some of these Republicans to be holdouts, do you anticipate this? I guess, fight extending past midnight tonight?
Well, right now, it looks like Democrats have got themselves in a trap and they picked a fight that they can't walk away from before midnight. It would seem that they're headed to a shutdown. Who knows? Maybe they'll come back and try to do some short-term spending deal in the Senate, send it to the House.
Well, yeah, Schumer said he was against any 7 to 10 day stopgap.
Right. And, you know, we passed a 7-week bill that gets to November 20th. All they have to do is take that up and pass it, and the government is funded until November 20th. But also remember all of the work that went into this in the months leading up to it. People don't realize all of the stuff we've been doing to continue to build a coalition to deliver. It took weeks, obviously months, to get the big, beautiful bill done. It took the last 2 months of working to get to this point to get a CR done and to get it passed out of the House so that we would have the negotiating leverage on the Senate Democrats. We did that. And by the way, a lot of conservatives, a lot of my friends, Freedom Caucus conservatives, non-Freedom Caucus conservatives, they don't like CRs. I don't love CRs. I'd rather us pass appropriations bills. We've done a lot of that, but we don't have them passed because we need 60 votes in the Senate, and you have Democrats blocking us for getting good policy. So the alternative is do a CR, keep government funding flat, grow the economy, constrain spending through rescissions, which Russ Vogt is doing, winning at the courts by getting pocket rescissions, which Russ and the president got done. And what we did in the big, beautiful bill that the Democrats want to undo. They want to get rid of the work requirements on Medicaid. They want to get rid of the restraints on illegal aliens getting health care. We passed all of that. Now they're trying to undo it. And that's why the American people are saying, wait a minute, these guys are crazy. Republicans are doing their job.
I don't want you to give away your strategy, but you mentioned pocket rescissions. And I know you and I've talked about this before as a strategy that no one, it was funny because no one in the Republican Party really wanted to talk about it too much as we started getting closer to fall. So I don't want you guys to give up your strategy because I know where you're going on this. But is there, will there be more of those maybe that come out before? Because I know it's all, it's time, it's about timing and it's about running out the clock to make sure that these items stay unfunded. Is that part of the strategy?
Well, and again, to your credit, I don't want to get too much in the details there. But look, here's the point. We have a long a marathon type approach to this administration, right? We are in 9 months into 4 years of President Trump term two. And we're doing the things that we set in motion over a year ago, right? The big, beautiful bill was months in the planning.
Yeah.
We put $150 billion of defense spending in there, which a lot of conservatives said, wait, why would you do that? You know why? So defense is now has what they need while the Democrats try to play politics with our regular appropriations bill. The $150 billion for the border funding, we can keep removing people because we put money over there aside through the big, beautiful bill. And on rescissions, we needed to do it methodically. We passed rescissions that Democrats are now all upset about, right? We did it on a majority vote to get rid of NPR, PBS, and cut and save $9 billion, including foreign aid. What else, though, we do is the pocket rescissions, to Russ Vogt's point. And guess what? We just won in the court. The court said, yeah, you can do that. That was step one. Now we've got to do the other steps to keep having executive branch do what they should do to restrain spending, put pressure on legislators to restrain spending like we did in the big, beautiful bill and in the rescissions bill. Let's hold spending flat. We're beating back the appropriators and the swamp creatures, both Democrats and Republicans, by the way, who always want to spend money. We're holding them in check and we're winning. But we got to slog through these 4 years being methodical and smart.
Last question for you. Midnight tonight, there's no deal. Government shuts down. I mean, really, you know, you and I mean, we just talked, we think Democrats own this, but what's the strategy after that? Because how long feasibly can it go?
Look, so long as Republicans don't blink, so long as we stand firm that we stand with hardworking families and Democrats' cries about these subsidies are all incorrect and the cries about the illegal aliens, make them own that. OK, if we don't blink, Democrats will have to come back to the table and then we can get busy doing our job. We have appropriations bills we need to move. Republicans ought to stay on message, stay making the case to the American people. And then we can focus in on November 20th, what we need to do to keep the funding going, pass appropriations bills. But the big thing is, if Republicans don't blink, the American people are with us. So I stay on that path and I'm going to keep messaging it all through this week as long as Democrats are being foolish enough to shut down the government for a ridiculous fight for $40 billion into the pocket of insurance companies and health care for illegal aliens.
Yeah, I can't believe, I mean, I can believe, I don't know why I'm saying I can't believe it. I can actually believe that the left is, they're willing to go to the mat on behalf of illegal aliens, but not so much for the American public. Well, I think that this, honestly, it feels the same as it did in 2012 when Republicans just took it to Democrats and then there was the shellacking after. And I was reading Gingrich's editorial this morning in the New York Times where he was saying, yeah, we did this back with Clinton, went toe to toe with Clinton. And look what happened, like conservative revolution. So, I mean, this could just be stacking win on win. So we'll see how it unfolds. But we appreciate you standing strong. Congressman Chip Roy from the beautiful Republic of Texas. We're going to watch. We're going to be watching. And we're going to know who blinks in the Senate. So I'm glad that y'all
God
did your
it.
Job. Thank you. Good
Take
to
care.
See you, my friend. We have more to come, folks, as we wrap up this hour. Also, yesterday, POTUS up on deck outlined this 20-point plan for Gaza. We're going to touch on that real quick before we rock.
Since 1983, Nissan has been building award-winning vehicles right here in America, so there's no need to cross the pond, the river, or even your neighbor's driveway to find real quality. And this summer, Nissan is making it easier than ever to upgrade your ride. No new tariffs, just lower MSRPs on the best-selling Rogue and Pathfinder. So you can finally wave goodbye to that old car with the mysterious dashboard rattle and the tape holding that bumper together. Whether you're craving advanced tech that feels like the future, serious comfort for those long drives, or the peace of mind that comes with driving something that doesn't squeak every time you turn left,
These SUVs have you covered. But don't snooze on this. These offers are only here for a limited time and while supplies last. It's just one more reason why Nissan is ranked number one for the new vehicle quality among mainstream brands. If you've been waiting for the right moment, consider this your opportunity and head over to your local Nissan dealer before these offers disappear. Learn more and find your new Nissan at NissanUSA.com. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
When you bundle renters and auto with Progressive, you can save while protecting your most valuable possessions, like your priceless vinyl collection. Sure, you sleep on a futon because the money most people would have spent on a bed you spent on more records. But forget the fact that you can stream just about any song ever created for a few dollars a month. No, no, you need to listen to music in the most difficult way possible. So go ahead and get Progressive so you can save while protecting the things that matter to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
The Dana Show Podcast, your fast, funny, and informative news companion for those always on the move. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me say this. President Trump has amassed the best cabinet of public servants and folks who really want to fight crime, like General Bondi, Secretary Noem, FBI Director Kash Patel. These folks know how to keep Americans safe. And you know what? Tonight, we're sending the Department of War a request to send the National Guard, asking them to deploy the National Guard here in Louisiana into our cities like New Orleans and Baton Rouge and others, so we can continue to reduce the amount of violence on our streets. Why would you not want your citizens to be safe?
Yeah, such a good point.
That's Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry, who, by the way, I love Louisiana accents. Oh, my gosh. Like super Southern Georgian accents. And then you heard Landry, the God. I love it. I love the accents. Oh, my gosh. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. He sent the admin a letter about the extended deployment of National Guard to help fight crime because New Orleans, they've been having, you know, you got Democrat mayors, Democrat. So where you got Democrats, you got crime. I feel like Democrats also think that by shutting down the government, they can stop funding for this.
That's what they thought.
One other quick thing. If you are over at Substack, I got a piece up. We talked about this yesterday, but I was looking at this 20-point plan that POTUS announced yesterday for Gaza. And there are a couple of sticklers in here, or a couple of questions that I had, because they noted, now Trump did say Hamas had 72 hours to accept this deal. And if they don't accept it, then Israel's free to do whatever Israel wants to do in response, which is really the response that everybody should have had after October 7th. But they said one of the questions that I had was, why do we have to have oversight of it? I get it. I mean, if it's a temporary stabilization force, we don't even get a discount on the crude for babysitting this multi-decade fecal storm. So that's kind of, you know, why does Israel have to release terrorists in exchange for innocent civilians? So this was one of the things that was outlined in this. And they said that Israel will release some of their who they have in captivity. But the people that they took, they're not like these innocent grannies and kids. These are actual like adult terrorists that they've. So why do they have to exchange terrorists for innocent civilians taken by Hamas? And also absent is the demand that Qatar stop playing both sides and stop funding Hamas, because remember, Qatar shares a gas field with Iran in the Persian Gulf. And so they're still friendly with the Iranian regime. So Israel's accepted. Hamas, they're still crickets. So we'll see how this pans out. But those are some of the questions that I had, particularly within 72 hours of Israel publicly accepting the agreement. All hostages, you know, they have to be returned. But they're also saying Israel has to, anybody that they have. If you're a terrorist, that's why I think that if you're caught terrorizing as a terrorist, you get put down in the field. That's just how I view it. All right, today in Stupidity King.
All right, Juan, it's cut 28. I just want the part where Rosie O'Donnell says this. I'm not sure if you know where that's
at. Oh, my gosh. Her? Oh, yes.
It's like she just doesn't have enough TDS. She needs more. Listen.
It's happening to everyone. And when the Medicaid cuts go in, old people are going to start to die.
Oh, my gosh.
To die. What he's done yet hasn't even hit us yet. Right. And if he's not stopped now, we have lost our country.
Oh,
and I don't
Lord.
Know.
My favorite thing
Nicole,
is our
how it.
Neither of them are looking at the camera because they're too busy looking at themselves.
Right.
And they're going like this instead of looking at you. When they're talking about this, the hyperbole is off the charts. Folks, that does it for us tonight. Find us at Substack, Chapter and Verse, YouTube, Facebook, like, and subscribe. We will be back with you tomorrow. Maybe there's a shutdown.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible. Financial geniuses. Monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.